Mr. Christopher Novosad. Novosad. Mr. Christopher Novosad is a 31-year-old gentleman. He's a crane operator, been married 8 years, has children. Children have been sick. He finally started getting sick 2 days ago with cough congestion. He feels terrible. He has severe leg pain. He feels like his legs are falling down or falling off. He's had arm pain, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea. He has been told he has a history of fatty liver, and is concerned about his vessels because he had a family history of stroke, period. In the paragraph, he's been urinating a lot, and he's concerned about his prostate as well, period. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's married, as I mentioned. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Allergy, none. Family history, grandparents have had heart disease and stroke. Mom and dad are okay, no colon cancer reported. He weighs 34 pounds. His weight has been about the same most of the time, 97%, 98.8, 1800%, 128 over 75, heart positive, smoke positive, two lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, but obese, neck shows lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with adhesion, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, number one, bronchitis, number two, sinusitis, number three, history of kidney stones. We looked at his kidneys today, no evidence of stone was noted. Next symptom is because of his nausea and vomiting. We looked at his gallbladder, which was normal. Next symptom is checked blood work, especially white count. Next symptom is mild VPH. Next symptom is fatty liver. Next symptom is lose weight. Next symptom is check testosterone level. Next number, no symptoms of sleep apnea. Next symptom is palpitation. Echocardiogram shows slightly enlarged right ventricle. Next number. Family history stroke prompted us to look at his carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, he will follow with us in a week to go over his blood test. Next number, if he gets worse, he'll call me, and we'll do further studies of his lungs and such. Thank you.